Check. Yeah, good morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Matthew 12, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for giving us this time this morning to come before you and to just pray before you and to hear your word. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and open our eyes, open our ears, open our spirits, God, to hear and receive your word. And as we worship you together and pray to you together, I just ask you, Father, for your presence to come and that you would take us deeper into your heart and into your presence. So we thank you, Lord. We give you this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So yesterday, we looked at Jesus and how Jesus was anointed with the oil of joy, right? And he was a glad person, a joyful person when he was on this earth. And today, we want to look at Jesus, and this passage today tells us that Jesus is gentle and humble in heart. I've been reading from Jeremiah these days, the prophet Jeremiah, and if you read it, you can see that the main reason for God's judgment upon the people of Israel, and also there's a big chunk in the middle of Jeremiah where God prophesies over different nations like Moab and Ammon and Edomites, people that we don't even know where they are now. Like, you don't even, you know, what are these people nowadays? But God's prophesying over them and saying judgment's going to come upon you. And the main reason for judgment is their arrogance, you know, their pride in what they can do and their treasures and in their own confidence about, you know, who they are, what they have achieved. And we can see that humility is very, very important to God. I think it's in James, right? It says, humble yourself before God and he will bring you up, he will exalt you. And when we talk about humility, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes we think, oh, humility is like you come before God and or before anybody, and if you just say, oh, I'm so bad at this, you know, oh, I can't do that, I'm so small, you know, I can't do that, and I can't do this, and I just, you know, just please don't make me do anything, don't give me any compliments, because, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm just really small, and I can't do anything. And we think that's humility, you know, to come before people and say, oh, I can't do that, you know. But Pastor Sam does a great teaching on this, our senior pastor. He says the best definition of true humility is agreeing with God, right? So if God comes to you and says, well, to a humble person, God comes to a humble person and says, you are the king of the earth, you know, you are the king of the world, then the humble person would say, yes, I am. I am the king of the world. A not humble person, a prideful person, if God comes to that person and says, you are the king of the earth, then that person will be like, oh, I am nobody. You know, I can't, please don't call me a king of the world, because how can I possibly be the king of the world? And you will deny it and you would say, oh, I can't do that. But a humble, truly humble person agrees with God. And if God comes to a humble person and says, you are the scum of the earth, a humble person would say, yes, I am. I am the scum of the earth. Whereas a prideful person, if God were to come to that person and say, you are the scum of the earth, then a person will react and say, what did you say? You know, what did you call me? Who are you to call me scum of the earth. You know, I can do this and I can do that. Surely, this other person is the scum of the earth. But, you know, I may not be the king, but surely I'm not the scum of the earth. And so true humility is agreeing with God. Because, you know, if you look at the life of Jesus, obviously, he wasn't walking around the earth saying, oh, I can't do this, and I'm so small, and I'm so weak, and don't make me do anything. You know, if you look at Jesus in the Gospels, he is so sure of himself, you know, and he, you know, he's always talking about himself, and he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And he will make these outrageous claims about himself, and how could he do that? He could only do that because he truly was humble. You know, he agreed with the Father, and whatever the Father was saying, he said, and whatever the Father was doing, he did. And Jesus was also gentle, right? He wasn't pushy with the gospel. He wasn't very forceful with the people, and he left it open to their own choice. He wasn't forcing anybody. He did not have his own agenda that he was trying to push onto people and trying to sort of make his name big. And I think as humans, we struggle with this because of our own insecurities, because of our own pride. Because we don't truly agree with our Father that just affirms us, you know, that tells us that, you know, you are the most valuable, you know, you're the most valued and most loved child, you know, child of God. We don't agree with that, or we don't really receive it or live by it. So we're always trying to prove ourselves. You know, we're always trying to say, hey, look at me, I can do this and I can do that. And in our dealings with people, we want to make sure that the other person will agree with us, that the other person will kind of follow us, or yeah, just to try and get our name and to try and push our own reputation or agenda upon the person. And Jesus never did that. You know, Jesus, when he was on the earth, he knew who he was, and he agreed with the Father, you know, what the Father was saying about him. So he could just be who he was, and he didn't have to hide it. He didn't have to try and be falsely humble. He just was himself, and so he was humble. So just a couple of takeaways. Number one, Jesus is gentle. You know, he's gentle and humble. When we come before him today, this morning, let's remember that similar to yesterday, he was joyful, right? He's a joyful person that we come to, and he's not going to be angry with us. He's not going to make it difficult for us. And in the same way today, as we come before the Lord Jesus Christ to pray and to bring upon him our weaknesses and our issues and our brokenness, that's exactly what Jesus wants us to do. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. And as we come before the Lord Jesus Christ today, let's remember and meditate upon the fact that he is gentle and he is humble, and he's not going to put something upon you that you won't be able to do. And he's not going to make your life difficult with his burdens or with his commands or with all these things that he's putting upon you. And so that's number one. Number two is, let us be humble as Jesus is humble, and let's agree with God what God is saying. I didn't have the reference, but in John, I think it's John 15 maybe, you know, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So we need to remember, as we succeed in our jobs, as we succeed, you know, in our family, in our relationships, and everything that we do, we need to remember that apart from God, we can do nothing. Everything that we have, everything that we can do, has come from God, and it's by God's grace that we are doing these things, and we are succeeding, and we are doing well. And it's only when we're doing well that we have an opportunity to humble ourselves and say, God, Everything that we have comes from you, and apart from you, we can do nothing. And yet, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's not for us to say, oh God, I can't do anything. You know, I'm so small and I'm so weak and I'm just, you know, feeling so inferior and unable to do anything. It's a recognition that, you know what, apart from God, we can do nothing. But if God strengthens us, we can do everything. So if God calls you to do something, then you really need to step out of your comfort zone and step into faith. Then you say, yeah, if God strengthens me, and because God is with me, I can do all things. And I can go out there and make this deal happen at my workplace and thus glorify God by doing excellently what He has given me to do. And I can also, you know, become a voice for God, a messenger of God, and share the love of God with the people that I work with and all these things. So two things, right? Number one, Jesus is gentle. Let's remember that as we come before Him. Number two, let us be people that agree with God, that, man, apart from God, we cannot do anything, but with Him, we can do all things that come our way. And Hannah is going to lead us in a time of worship, and let's just pray together after.